So what sort of impact will this budget have on households, and how will the new measures like tax relief on water charges work? John Lowe, author of The Money Doctor, is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've had some time now to digest yesterday's announcements. What are your overall thoughts?
I think it's a positive but yet cautious budget. I think that it's, you know, I think Shakespeare once had an expression, much ado about nothing. Not quite. Everybody has gained right across the board from the kind of the underprivileged to the relatively wealthy. But it is marginal. You know, as one of the paper headlines said, a little more to do and more even to be done later in terms of you know, achievements. But in terms of you know, just looking at the different aspects of like single people, like the single person, for instance, their band is increased by 1,000, so that's €200. Some of the commentators are saying that it was 210. That's because they were looking at the 41%, which is now 40%. So
of course,
it's only 20%. There's also then 20% relief in water. A very interesting IrishWater.ie website where you can actually look at the high water user rates that you'll be paying from next January.
Well, can I ask you just quickly about that? This tax relief that was announced yesterday for those who are paying tax, obviously, and also paying the water charge, how do you go about getting that? Do you have to pay the bill first and then apply for the relief?
It's been paid on a quarterly basis. So your first bill would be in January, and it'll be for the first quarter. You then get your bill, you'll send it into your tax office, you'll then get a tax credit for, you know, €25 maximum, because it's €100, that's all you're going to get back in terms of tax relief. So, for instance, in that particular case there, it's €139.76 is the high water user, single person. So every year he'll get €27.95, or she'll get €27.95 back.
But so you wouldn't be getting carried away now with what you're going to get back off the tax bill.
No,
but basically, you pay your water bill first, and then you go to the tax man, you fill out the relevant form, and you claim.
That's right. A lot of taxpayers, funny enough, may not realise that you can actually claim your tax back up to 4 years. So even those people who haven't claimed their tax relief, say, in 2016, they can go back and they can claim the full year and they'll get a nice little check.
Just one other question then on the water charge. There's going to be, as we were saying, tax relief for those paying tax, and there's going to be a payment for the long-term unemployed or those who are getting what's called a household benefit package.
Yes.
But what about the people who don't earn enough to pay tax? Are they going to get nothing?
Well, the yes, unfortunately, that's the simple reality, because if you don't have a tax liability, you know, it's a bit like pensions. If you don't have any earnings, no point in putting money into a pension, because the whole point of a pension relief is that you can offset it against your tax, your taxable earnings.
Right, so the people then who earn the very least aren't going to get any money off their water charge.
At that level, but don't forget, as far as, you know, the Christmas bonus, you know, they will be getting 25% more at Christmas, so that's a quarter of €188. Yes, I mean, the incentive is for as I say, employment in Ireland, and I think that's part of this budget, where, I mean, it's 11.1% at the moment. We've had the 27th consecutive month of a decrease, and it's you know, 5.5 years. It's been the best figure since for 5.5 years. They hope to bring that down to 10%.
Just looking again at, you know, the situation being faced by particular families or particular households looking into or going into the next year. You mentioned a single person. You also touched on a family, two adults, two kids. You've been looking at what will happen to a pensioner, a couple without children, and an unemployed person. Is it possible to say who's doing best or who's doing least well from this?
I think the lower paid are certainly doing the better. I mean, if you're self-employed and you're on over 100,000, you're now paying 11% universal social charge. There's also...
So that's more than if you are working for an employer.
That's right. Yeah, it's 8% now. That has gone up from the 7% to the 8%. As far as, you know, pensions are concerned, don't forget that you don't pay universal social charge if you total income income for the year is under 12,044. If you're 70 or over, or a medical card holder under 70, and your aggregate income for the year is 60,000 or less, you pay a reduced rate of universal social charge.
Well, we've just scratched the surface there, I think, but we will be returning to all of these issues throughout the programme. John Lowe, the Money Doctor, thanks indeed for joining us.